The following is a Relevant Radio program and is protected under U.S. copyright laws. This program is made possible through the contributions of listeners like you. Support Relevant Radio by clicking on the donate icon at www.relevantradio.com.
It's a long Advent this year. We have another 6 days to go, including today. Good morning, I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. It's Sunday, December 19th, 2021, the fourth Sunday of Advent. In the Missal, it's liturgical year C, cycle 2. Sunday is a day to pray the glorious mysteries of the Rosary. In today's Gospel, we experience Elizabeth proclaiming Mary to be blessed as the mother of our Lord. As with Mary, our first fruit of the grace of God is humility. Humility has us experience the infinite love of God, and at the same time, humility has us experience the limitations of our capacity to love God and others. If we humble ourselves by giving our consent to God's will in our life, we too can give birth in our heart to the Christ child. Let's offer this day to the Lord. Lord Jesus, I unite myself to your perpetual, unceasing, universal sacrifice. I offer myself to you every day of my life and every moment of every day, according to your most holy and adorable will. Since you have been the victim of my salvation, I wish to be the victim of your love. Accept my desire, take my offering, and graciously hear my prayer. Let me live for love of you. Let me die for love of you. Let my last heartbeat be an act of perfect love. Amen. And we join Pope Francis in praying for catechists summoned to announce the Word of God. May they be its witnesses with courage and creativity and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Ten Minutes with Jesus is a guided meditation on the gospel of the day prepared by a Catholic priest. Here's today's 10 Minutes with Jesus.
My Lord and my God, I firmly believe that you are here, that you see me, that you hear me. I adore you with profound reverence. I ask you for pardon of my sins and grace to make this time of prayer fruitful. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my guardian angel, intercede for me. Why bother? I mean, why bother? So often I think we face this question, this existential crisis, we might say in inverted commas. Why should I bother to do this or to do that? Maybe even beginning these 10 minutes of prayer, you or I felt, oh, why bother? It's too much hassle. We sometimes face this lack of motivation to do what's actually good or helpful to us. You know, I really should study actually this evening, but oh, stress, why bother? I should clear out those shelves. My parents asked me to clear them up. I should get that project finished. I should make that phone call. It's a matter of courtesy. But oh, to bother. I suppose it's human. It's part of our fallen state that we're not perfect, and at times we just lack motivation, or maybe our feelings take over. Like sometimes we might say, well, I really would like to do such a thing, but I just don't feel like doing it right now. I would like to change that bad habit I have, or I would like to develop that virtue that I'd like to have, but oh, what a bother. I think it's just part of the struggle of life. So why bother? And maybe in this conversation with our Lord, which we're sharing together as a group of friends praying, each one of us can pray in the intimacy of our own heart and search our own conscience and ask the Lord for light and strength to see why to bother. And it's always worth the bother to do what God is suggesting us to do. In fact, God generally doesn't put pressure on us, or he's not violent or demanding with us. He's very gentle. He's very gentle. And yet he does make his voice sufficiently heard so that we can embrace what's really good for ourselves and for others. So why bother? Well, there's lots of reasons, but certainly one is and we see it in today's gospel, is because when we say yes to God, it's as if we're unlocking the door of the world and letting heaven in. When you and I say yes to God, even in a very small thing, it might be just, I'm going to make my bed anymore in the morning and do a proper job of it, or I'm going to, do that little act of service for my grandmother or for my husband or for my wife or for my friend. When we do something like that, when we say yes to a gentle suggestion of the Lord, we let heaven in. We let God work through us. It's a great mystery that while you and I are far from perfect, you, Lord Jesus, you know this better than I do. You know it better than we do. And yet you love us all the same and so much. Even though you and I are far from perfect, the Lord does will to work through us. This is amazing, isn't it? But that God is working through you and through me, even though we're sinners, even though we're poor in many, many respects. Well, today, we're so close to the coming of our Lord, so it's a very happy time of the year. It's a wonderful time, really. We're full of joyful hope, joyful expectation. How many sleeps to Christmas, as the children say. Well, in today's gospel, we see the Blessed Virgin Mary, and we contemplate her. You use your imagination now. I'm trying to do it myself here in my own prayer, to see this young girl who's probably around 16 years of age, and the angel of the Lord visits her, an ambassador of the Most High, and tells her that she is going to be the mother of the Messiah, the mother of the Lord. Look at her, 16 years of age. There's something about the person of Our Lady, the person of Mary, which is immensely attractive. Maybe it's that combination of total naturalness. She is one of the human race like us. And at the same time, some kind of undefinable beauty about her, because she's also full of grace. She's also the Immaculate Conception. But her holiness doesn't make her in any way less approachable. In any event, the Archangel Gabriel delivers his message. This is the plan of God. Mary was certainly not expecting this by any manner of means. And yet, she says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And it's actually at that moment, of course, that the word becomes flesh. That's the moment of the incarnation. That's the moment when God becomes man, because God becomes man in the womb of Our Lady. Hence the incredible dignity of every single child in the womb from the moment of conception, because that little child, he or she, bears the stamp and the image and the presence of Almighty God, who was a child in the womb. The point is that by saying yes to God, Our Lady opens up the whole of creation to salvation. She lets God in a new way. Where we perhaps have said, we've kind of tried to lock our Lord out through sin or through weaknesses, Our Lady opens the door and says, "Come right on in. I am happy to be your instrument. I am happy to let you carry out your loving work." And as a result of saying yes to God, because she bothers, because she cares, because she overcomes her natural sense of being disconcerted, really, and quite unsure about where all this is going, nonetheless, she says yes and she opens the door to our salvation. That's why she's our mother. That's why we love her so much. That's why she loves us so much. So you and I, we can, I feel, be encouraged by this, that Mary unlocks the door of the world to let heaven in, and we can do the same. And again, in very simple things. Caring for people, praying for people, that is letting God work. Being sensitive to the suggestions of our conscience, which might be, you should really send a Christmas card to that person just to show that there's no hard feelings about that row you had last year. Maybe saying, "Well, yes, let's do that and let God work." Or maybe, I don't know, sharing these meditations with a friend because you might say, "Well, that might help her, that might help him." Or encouraging a friend to get confession for Christmas, nothing more natural to do. That's letting God work. So why bother? Because our Lord wants to do great things in and through you. We could say, what other reasons are there? Why should I bother? I remember once giving a homily at a baptism ceremony a couple of years ago, And at the end of the ceremony, a young man who was in the congregation came up and said, very warmly, very friendly, he said, that was a great homily, Father, for the converted, for the committed. But you need to remember that maybe half of the people at the ceremony, or more than half, don't practice the faith or are not that committed. So you need to think, whenever you're preparing a homily, he told me, you need to think about the people who are listening. And the question they're asking is, what is in this for me? What is in this for me? And it's not a bad question. I mean, it's a very human question, you know. What is in this for me? Which, to my mind, is another formulation of the question, why bother? Well, in the way, that great book of prayer and meditation, St. Jose Maria has a point in the chapter dedicated to the will of God. And the point is very simple, but it's incisive. He says, many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. Many great things depend, don't forget it, on whether you and I live our lives as God wants. If I was to paraphrase that, and I'm taking liberties here, but if I was to paraphrase it, I'd say, well, many great things depend on whether you and I actually bother, whether we bother. And what are those great things? Well, among them, we've already mentioned, you know, the good that God can do for others through you and through me. But there's another thing, which is our own happiness. Our own happiness, our own flourishing, our own joy, ultimately, does depend on bothering to do what the Lord lovingly suggests to us. It's in our own interest. We look at Our Lady. She says yes to God, and she helps all of us immensely through that, yes. But she also helps herself, in the sense that, I mean, as she says herself in the Magnificat, the Almighty has done great things in me. She herself flourishes. She herself comes to human and spiritual maturity. She is fulfilled utterly in her humanity because she has said yes to God. That's why the saints are such attractive people and such wonderfully rounded human people, because they have said yes to God. And you and I, through the intercession of Mary, are also called to be saints, to bother for love. I give you thanks, my God, for the good resolutions, affections, and inspirations you have communicated to me in this time of prayer. I ask you for help to put them into effect. My Mother Immaculate, Saint Joseph, my Father and Lord, my Guardian Angel, intercede for me.
You'll find more of 10 Minutes with Jesus at relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. It's 13 minutes past the hour on the fourth Sunday of Advent, December 19th, 2021. I'm Paul Sadek. This is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. We begin the liturgical day now, joining our hearts, hands, and voices with the entire church as we're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org, a lay apostolate promoting the prayer of the Liturgy of the Hours by all of the faithful. We join together now in the invitatory psalm and the office of readings.
Lord, open my lips,
and my mouth will proclaim your praise.
The Lord is close at hand. Come, let us worship him. Come, let us sing to the Lord and shout with joy to the rock who saves us. Let us approach him with praise and thanksgiving and sing joyful songs to the Lord.
The Lord is God, the mighty God, the great King over all the gods. He holds in his hands the depths of the earth and the highest mountains as well. He made the sea, it belongs to him, the dry land too, for it was formed by his hands.
Come then, let us bow down and worship, bending the knee before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God and we are his people, the flock he shepherds.
Today, listen to the voice of the Lord. Do not grow stubborn as your fathers did in the wilderness, when at Meribah and Massah they challenged me and provoked me, although they had seen all of my works.
40 years I endured that generation. I said, they are a people whose hearts go astray, and they do not know my ways. So I swore in my anger, they shall not enter into my rest.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The Lord is close at hand. Come, let us worship Him.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and all its peoples. It is He who set it on the seas, on the waters He made firm.
Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in His holy place? The man with clean hands and pure heart, who desires not worthless things, who has not sworn so as to deceive his neighbor.
He shall receive blessings from the Lord and reward from the God who saves him. Such are the men who seek Him, seek the face of the God of Jacob.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is the King of glory? The Lord, the mighty, the valiant. The Lord, the valiant in war.
O gates, lift high your heads, grow higher, ancient doors. Let Him enter, the King of glory.
Who is He, the King of glory? He, the Lord of armies. He is the King of glory.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
When your Son was unjustly condemned, Lord God, and surrounded by the impious, He cried to you, and you set Him free. Watch over your people as the treasure of your heart, and guide their steps along safe paths, that they may see your face.
This is our heavenly King. He comes with power and might to save the nations. Alleluia. Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on His way. Cry out with joy to God, all the earth. O sing to the glory of His name. O render Him glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous your deeds.
Because of the greatness of your strength, your enemies cringe before you. Before you all the earth shall bow, shall sing to you, sing to your name.
Come and see the works of God. tremendous his deeds among men. He turned the sea into dry land. They passed through the river dry shod.
Let our joy then be in him. He rules forever by his might. His eyes keep watch over the nations. Let rebels not rise against him.
O peoples, bless our God. Let the voice of his praise resound, of the God who gave life to our souls and kept our feet from stumbling.
For you, O God, have tested us. You have tried us as silver is tried. You led us, God, into the snare. You laid a heavy burden on our backs.
You let men ride over our heads. We went through fire and through water, but then you brought us relief.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Daughter of Jerusalem, rejoice and be glad. Your King will come to you. Zion, do not fear. Your Savior hastens on his way.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay. Burnt offering I bring to your house. To you I will pay my vows, the vows which my lips have uttered, which my mouth spoke in my distress.
I will offer burnt offerings of fatlings with the smoke of burning rams. I will offer bullocks and goats.
Come and hear, all who fear God. I will tell what he did for my soul. To him I cried aloud, with high praise ready on my tongue.
If there had been evil in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But truly God has listened. He has heeded the voice of my prayer.
Blessed be God who did not reject my prayer, nor withhold his love from me.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Almighty Father, in the death and resurrection of your own Son, you brought us through the waters of baptism to the shores of new life. By those waters and the fire of the Holy Spirit, you have given each of us consolation. Accept our sacrifice of praise. May our lives be a total offering to you, and may we deserve to enter your house and there with Christ praise your unfailing power.
Let us cleanse our hearts for the coming of our great King, that we may be ready to welcome him. He is coming and will not delay.
Lord, show us your mercy and love, and grant us your salvation.
From the book of the prophet Isaiah. Come down, sit in the dust, O virgin daughter Babylon. Sit on the ground, dethroned, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No longer shall you be called dainty and delicate. I will take vengeance, I will yield to no entreaty, says our Redeemer, whose name is the Lord of Hosts. the Holy One of Israel. Go into darkness and sit in silence, O daughter of the Chaldeans. No longer shall you be called sovereign mistress of kingdoms. Angry at my people, I profaned my inheritance, and I gave them into your hand. But you showed them no mercy, and upon old men you laid a very heavy yoke. You said, I shall always remain a sovereign mistress forever. But you did not lay these things to heart. You disregarded their outcome. Now hear this, voluptuous one enthroned securely, saying to yourself, I and no one else. I shall never be a widow or suffer the loss of my children. Both these things shall come to you suddenly in a single day. Complete bereavement and widowhood shall come upon you for your many sorceries and the great number of your spells. Because you felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge led you astray. And you said to yourself, I and no one else. But upon you shall come evil, and you will not know how to predict. Disaster shall befall you, which you cannot allay. Suddenly there shall come upon you ruin, which you will not expect. Keep up now your spells and your many sorceries. Perhaps you can make them avail. Perhaps you can strike terror. You wearied yourself with many consultations at which you toiled from your youth. Let the astrologers stand forth to save you, the stargazers who forecasted each new moon what would happen to you. Lo, they are like stubble. Fire consumes them. They cannot save themselves from the spreading flames. There is no warming ember, no fire to sit before. Thus do your wizards serve you, with whom you have toiled from your youth. Each wanders his own way, and none to save you. The Word of the Lord.
Rejoice, you heavens, and celebrate, O earth. Cry out with praise, you mountains.
For the Lord will have compassion on his poor.
Our Redeemer, the Lord God of power and might, is his name, the Holy One of Israel.
For the Lord will have compassion on his poor.
From A Treatise Against Heresies by St. Irenaeus, Bishop. The Plan of Redemption Through the Incarnation. God is man's glory. Man is the vessel which receives God's action and all his wisdom and power. Just as a doctor is judged in his care for the sick, so God is revealed in his conduct with men. That is Paul's reason for saying, God has made the whole world prisoner of unbelief, that he may have mercy on all. He was speaking of man who was disobedient to God and cast off from immortality, and then found mercy, receiving through the Son of God the adoption he brings. If man, without being puffed up or boastful, has a right belief regarding created things and their divine Creator, who, having given them being, holds them all in his power, and if man perseveres in God's love and in obedience and gratitude to him, he will receive greater glory from him. It will be a glory which will grow ever brighter until he takes on the likeness of the one who died for him. He it was who took on the likeness of sinful flesh to condemn sin and rid the flesh of sin as now condemned. He wanted to invite man to take on his likeness, appointing man an imitator of God, establishing man in a way of life in obedience to the Father that would lead to the vision of God, and endowing man with power to receive the Father. He is the Word of God who dwelt with man and became the Son of Man to open the way for man to receive God, for God to dwell with man according to the will of the Father. For this reason, the Lord himself gave us the sign of our salvation, the one who was born of the Virgin, Emmanuel. it was the Lord himself who saved them. For of themselves they had no power to be saved. For this reason, Paul speaks of the weakness of man and says, I know that no good dwells in my flesh. He means that the blessing of our salvation comes not from us, but from God. Again, he says, I am a wretched man. Who will free me from this body doomed to die? Then he speaks of a liberator, thanks to Jesus Christ our Lord. Isaiah says the same. Hands that are feeble grow strong. Knees that are weak take courage. Hearts that are faint grow strong. Fear not. See, our God is judgment, and he will repay. He himself will come and save us. He means that we could not be saved of ourselves, but only with God's help.
Listen to the word of the Lord, you peoples, and proclaim it to the ends of the earth.
Say to the far-off islands, our Savior is coming.
Proclaim the good news, let it be heard. Tell it to everyone, shout it aloud.
Say to the far-off islands, our Savior is coming.
You are God, we praise you. You are the Lord, we acclaim you. You are the eternal Father. All creation worships you.
To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory.
The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you.
Throughout the world, the holy church acclaims you. Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all worship, and the Holy Spirit, advocate and guide.
You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father.
When you became man to set us free, you did not spurn the virgin's womb.
You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers.
You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge.
Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood,
and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting.
Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance.
Govern and uphold them now and always.
Day by day we bless you.
We praise your name forever.
Keep us today, Lord, from all
Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy.
Lord, show us your love and mercy,
for we place our trust in you.
In you, Lord, is our hope,
and we shall never hope in vain.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Twenty-four minutes before the hour on Sunday, December 19th, 2021, the fourth Sunday of Advent, I'm Paul Sadek, and this is Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. In today's Gospel from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, Mary goes on a journey. It's from the first chapter of the Gospel of Luke.
In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country, to a city of Judah. And she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she exclaimed with a loud cry,
"Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord."
This selection from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. All of the daily and Sunday Mass readings are on the Relevant Radio app. 23 minutes before the hour on Daybreak on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app on the fourth Sunday of Advent. Time to pray. We join the whole church. We're led by our friends at DivineOffice.org in morning prayer.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
Sound the trumpet in Zion, the day of the Lord is near. He comes to save us. Alleluia. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Let the sons of Israel say, his love endures forever. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love endures forever. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love endures forever.
I called to the Lord in my distress. He answered and freed me. The Lord is at my side. I do not fear. What can man do against me? The Lord is at my side as my helper. I shall look down on my foes.
It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in men. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes.
The nations all encompassed me. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about. In the Lord's name I crushed them. They compassed me about like bees. They blazed like a fire among thorns. In the Lord's name I crushed them.
I was hard-pressed and was falling, but the Lord came to help me. The Lord is my strength and my song. He is my Savior. There are shouts of joy and victory in the tents of the just.
The Lord's right hand has triumphed. His right hand raised me. The Lord's right hand has triumphed. I shall not die. I shall live and recount his deeds. I was punished. I was punished by the Lord, but not doomed to die.
Open me to the gates of holiness. I will enter and give thanks. This is the Lord's own gate where the just may enter. I will thank you for you have answered, and you are my Savior.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad.
O Lord, grant us salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light.
Go forward in procession with branches even to the altar. You are my God, I thank you. My God, I praise you. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love endures forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit,
as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, you have given us the great day of rejoicing. Jesus Christ, the stone rejected by the builders, has become the cornerstone of the church, our spiritual home. Shed upon your church the rays of your glory, that it may be seen as the gate of salvation open to all nations. Let cries of joy and exultation ring out from its tents to celebrate the wonder of Christ's resurrection.
Sound the trumpet in Zion, the day of the Lord is near. He comes to save us. Alleluia.
The Lord is here. Go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom, strong God, ruler of all, Prince of Peace, Alleluia.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom, strong God, ruler of all, Prince of Peace, Alleluia.
Blessed are you, O Lord, the God of our fathers, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
And blessed is your holy and glorious name, praiseworthy and exalted above all for all ages.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the temple of your holy glory, praiseworthy and glorious above all forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Blessed are you on the throne of your kingdom, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Blessed are you who look into the depths from your throne upon the cherubim, praiseworthy and exalted above all forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Blessed are you in the firmament of heaven, praiseworthy and glorious forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Bless the Lord, all you works of the Lord. Praise and exalt him above all forever.
The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Lord is here, go out to meet him, saying, great his birth, eternal his kingdom. Strong God, ruler of all, Prince of peace, Alleluia.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth. Come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia, alleluia.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth. Come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia.
Praise God in his holy place. Praise him in his mighty heavens. Praise him for his powerful deeds. Praise his surpassing greatness.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth, come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh, praise him with sound of trumpet, praise him with lute and harp. Praise him with timbrel and dance. Praise him with strings and pipes.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth, come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia, alleluia.
Oh, praise him with resounding cymbals. Praise him with clashing of cymbals. Let everything that lives and that breathes give praise to the Lord.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth. Come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia, alleluia.
Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lord God, maker of heaven and earth, and of all created things, you make your just ones holy, and you justify sinners who confess your name. Hear us as we humbly pray to you. Give us eternal joy with your saints.
Your all-powerful word, O Lord, will come to earth, come to earth from his throne of glory. Alleluia, alleluia.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. It is now the hour for you to wake from sleep, for our salvation is closer than when we first accepted the faith. The night is far spent. The day draws near. Let us cast off deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
You are the one who is to come.
Have mercy on us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on us.
Like the sun in the morning sky, the Savior of the world will dawn. Like rain on the meadows, he will descend to rest in the womb of the Virgin. Alleluia.
Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel. He has come to his people and set them free.
He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David.
Through his holy prophets he promised of old that he would save us from our enemies, from the hands of all who hate us.
He promised to show mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant.
This was the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to set us free from the hands of our enemies, free to worship him without fear, holy and righteous in his sight, all the days of our life.
You, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation by the forgiveness of their sins.
In the tender compassion of our God, the dawn from on high shall break upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Like the sun in the morning sky, the Savior of the world will dawn. Like rain on the meadows, he will descend to rest in the womb of the Virgin. Alleluia. To the Lord Jesus Christ, Judge of the living and the dead, let us pray.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus, you came to save sinners.
Protect us in times of temptation.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You will come in glory to be our judge.
Show in us your power to save.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Help us to keep the precepts of your law with the strength of the Spirit.
And to look forward in love to your coming.
Come, Lord Jesus.
You are praised throughout the ages. In your mercy, help us to live devoutly and temperately in this life,
as we wait in joyful hope for the revelation of your glory.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Let us again offer our praise to God and pray in the words of Christ.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Pour forth, we beseech you, O Lord, your grace into our hearts, that we, to whom the incarnation of Christ your Son was made known by the message of an angel, may by his passion and cross be brought to the glory of his resurrection, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
This is as good a time as any to let you know that we will once again have special Christmas Eve and Christmas Day editions of Daybreak, December 24th and 25th at the regular time, and of course on the relevant radio app, so join us. The Sunday edition of Morning Air is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm Paul Sadek. You be sure to get to Mass today and receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of the Lord. I'll see you again tomorrow morning, 4 a.m. Central, and on the relevant radio app. Go out, make it a great and holy day, and live in the light of the Lord.
Audio from the Liturgy of the Hours, courtesy of DivineOffice.org. Readings from In Conversation with God, courtesy of Scepter Publishers. Selections from Truth and Life, the dramatized audio Bible, courtesy of Falcon Picture Group. 10 Minutes with Jesus is used with permission. Daybreak is available on relevantradio.com and on the Relevant Radio app. Daybreak is a production of Relevant Radio.